Blog Talk Radio.
Loretta L, welcome to Diamond Talk Radio. We are now entering the segment, Life Beyond the Stars. It is Monday, May 13th, 2009, Gregorian calendar. Entering the moon, a new shift, and we're actually in the midst of a shift, and we're approaching a full moon. So, if you haven't started your manifestation, getting your manifestation started, it's a perfect time to start, get to writing them down. Time is speeding up. If you've been taking heed and noticing the signs of the time, the signs in the sky, we can feel the changes and we could feel the changes. This segment is Life Beyond the Stars, dedicated to transcending and the economy that we are currently undergoing and the verge of the collapse that we are imminently about to face. Self-sufficiency is the only way. Self-sufficiency is the only cure to this economy. Outside sources to sustain us, we become self-sufficient and self-sustainable, which includes natural resources, creating without consumption. Creating without consumption can be so simple, but with the transition into modern times, with industrial times upon us, there are so many things that we have made a part of our lives and made a part of our children's lives that we don't know where to turn if we're all of a sudden where to stop these things that are being offered to. I'm not saying for us to go back into the olden days where we're using horses to support one another, but we definitely need to step into a higher thought and a higher vibration in order to get things done, because we are being offered a time, an opportunity right now in this time, to abundant energy that hasn't been available because a lot of people didn't know that it existed. And the spell on the planet was so strong, and now people are starting to see how the truth is unfolding. They are now well-known facts. And Life Beyond the Stars is just being aware of all of this. Every move and every breath and everything that we say, every move that we make is calculated, and we are currency. And once we realize consciously that we are currency, we begin to focus more on what we want to transpire, to manifest, to become a part of our world. We know what we don't want, what we do want, and that also means relying on the system outside of us. Don't let this world make you forget that you are energy. You are the currency. Every move you make. The power is in your moves. How much power is in your moves? Your heart, your mind, body, and soul. Burst of those colliding energies fully and holistically. It takes a lot of energy to bring all that together, but it's pressure, and pressure makes diamonds. If you could bring the energy from all those center points, those energy points within your body, and really not fight back with a gun or a sword or with your fist, but with your energy, let it pile up inside of you. And every step you take, hit it. Hit that target with everything you do. Manifesting your desirable world. And again, it's not easy, only because people are too busy exerting their energy into everything else in this world apart from self. Self-sufficiency is the key, the cure to our economic state, individually and collectively. Because once we can do for ourselves, we can do for one another. Left beyond the stars, did you get the message to vibrate? Some people are vibrating on a high vibration, and some people are vibrating on low vibration. And then there are those that are, I would like to say neutral is a nice way to say it, but in between, there are so many scriptures and wise ones that have said you can't be lukewarm. You can't be both hot and cold. You can't be neutral is a nice word. Balance is duality. And once you've mastered duality, that's how you know where you belong. Side you belong. Take back your power. It's Monday. Take back your power. There's so much more out there. There's so much out there. There's so much that we haven't seen, so much beauty in this world. There's so much nature. And if you want to talk money, paper, fiat, there's so much out there compared to what you make at your job to come true instead of your own. Compared to you sell your dream, you sell your freedom for fiat. But imagine if we just took back our power and lived according to the will of mind and nature. Everything in nature flows. It's flowing in such a way where you can't deny that there is an architect. How things just flow effortlessly, obviously, in order. If we got back into the line and become one with nature, we can tap into this power, and this is the energy I speak of being available to us. Detoxing and fasting is a good method, but I suggest people to be very careful when they start detoxing and fasting. Just knowing balance and knowing what your body needs to repair the structure, your acidic structure, because we are, our base is acidic and we add electrons to our base. This is a part of becoming and being a diamond being as well. There's so much more out there, and present, you're literally in that abundance. And again, it's focus and cutting out all the distractions. It's Monday and it's May. And I, Chanel Abreda L, I'm putting a stop to this matrix today. I'm done with it forever, but I can't, knowing that I'm subjected to this dimension until we are more flexible, so to say. I will elaborate on this episodes of Life Beyond the Stars, but when we are present, we have access to the abundance that's here for us. And not subject to the system, to the matrix, is a part of being present. Because we can stop thinking about work, school, and everything else but ourselves. Pour into something divine, into something loving that the world can contribute to. We can heal the world. So I'm taking this month, this time out in May, to dedicate to Diamonds Are Forever fully, because you can't create something without being fully present. And I know what I need to do. It's just, it takes a multitude of energy to shift. In the description of today's show, did you get the message to vibrate? This energy that's present and available to us right now, getting the message to vibrate, is really becoming whole within yourself. And the kingdom of heaven is inside of us, and whoever knows himself will find it. When you do find it, that's when you begin to vibrate. And vibrating on a high frequency so you can experience life beyond the stars. Even if you were to experience it for a minute or for a second and you fall out, you know it's there and it's accessible, and that's bliss. And that's life beyond the stars. That's living in the present. And enjoying the abundance that's available to us. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And heaven is in the eye of the beholder. So beauty, a lot of people see, and rarely with their first eye within the pineal gland. The third eye, and that is what's really eternal and forever. So when you're able to see the beauty in everything, that is heaven. That is heaven. And you are holding that within you, that beauty. There's dimensions to this whole thing. So everybody here on the planet, we see things differently. It's perception and levels to this and levels to heaven. There are levels to heaven, and there's dimensions. To everything. Just because what I may think heaven is may not be heaven to someone else, and vice versa. What might be heaven to me might be hell for someone else. What might be hell for someone else might be heaven to me. So it's ultimately just finding yourself and knowing what energy group you belong to, where you belong. Because the seat of the soul is in the pineal gland. So you can pick a star in the sky. You could choose to go anywhere you want to go, where your heaven's going to be, your hell's going to be. But it's a vibration that you create and you project. It's the energy group you'll go to when your energy is free from the body. So the way you acted, the way you treated people, the things, your lifestyle, the things you stood for, body and your soul, all those things are going to contribute to where your energy goes to when you die. This duality, what side were you on? For real. And your heart will dictate that. Although opposites attract, it takes a multitude of the same vibration to shift. Although opposites attract, it takes a multitude of the same vibration to shift. That's why I'm so adamant about self-sufficiency. Because and we experience opposites of ourselves, it's for us to experience so that we can master it, to know after we leave this vessel. Reincarnation is an example of, is an explanation of the statement I made. Your energy leaves your body. Where does it go? It's like reincarnation. Because when you reincarnate, what you did in your past, go next. A really bad person, were you making other people's life? Then you're probably going to experience that in your next life. Are you always miserable and negative, selling drugs and hurting people and just ignorant and careless people? And you don't have any care in the world to be better. That's the life that you're going to repeat over and over and over again until you get tired of it. That's the energy group you're going to go to. And there's a lot of philosophies and theories out there from a lot of famous works. And a lot of texts stating that, supporting the fact that we do create a reality, we create our afterlife, create this hell or heaven. And there's actually great philosophies backing up this fact. And theories, in this information and this knowledge and this wisdom going back to ancient times that I'm going to elaborate on the next episode. But I really just want to get the introduction out of the way. We're entering a position right now where it's really all or nothing. Although opposites attract, it takes a multitude of the same vibration to shift, to make it to wherever you need to go. We are such a small part in this universe, and that I'm just talking about our planet alone. So imagine we have a light inside of us, that ether that can expand so big and so large. And it's like, why are we here? So that we can find our energy group and expand and build on that ether so we can make it somewhere else. But guess what? Nature possesses that same light. So if the humans are not ready, nature will be one day. might be tomorrow. It might be next year. But are you ready? Are you magnetic? Our vibration up determines how much biophotons and electricity food you can take. Power and electricity is the multitude of the same vibration in order to expand your light, your soul from the sun. By eating the sun, which is light-filled foods with biophotons, natural biophotons, and eating as much of that as you can. I do break down a lot of this from last year, or summer solstice last year, with Diamond Phenomenon Toronto. I did break down the biophotons and stuff you can take in order to get used to the sunlight and the certain foods you eat and how biophotons work and the biochemistry of our body. I didn't get to speak on all of the research regarding that I had, but the next phenomenon, which will be this summer solstice, you can check out on Divine Diamond how I break down all the information. So everything's a loop, right? Everything that you want is present. It's abundant to us. It's just waiting for that opening. So don't you think definitely infinite? Like, nothing lasts forever, nothing is definite. You can change anything at any time. Even if you're going to be doing life in jail, even though it sounds like the most impossible situation, you could find your way out. You just have to be focused and wait for that opening, and miracles will happen. From now on, project all your energy back into you, feeding yourself and becoming self-sufficient. Drive, determination, the will to succeed. Pour all of that into yourself. Don't be determined for anyone else. Be determined for yourself. This is going to sound like some really selfish stuff, but I'm speaking from different angles here, from the inside looking in. When you love yourself and you put yourself first, you can only be better for other people, and that's a part of being self-sufficient. If you can't help yourself, you can't help anyone else. And that's why it's important for us to help ourselves so we can help other people, so that they could, in return, help us back. This is the currency energy I'm talking about. It never ends. We're always building on one another. But we have to know for a fact, mind, body, and soul, that we are one, and we are not separate from nature. So if one makes it, we all make it. That same, we're like one living organism. And I just want to get into a 20 minutes left on Diamond Talk. I want to talk about three herbs that I'm making the herbal focus of Diamond Talk for the month, which is red raspberry, yarrow, and motherwort. So if you have any experiences or if you need on these herbs, we'd love to hear about it. Call in and don't be shy. We have red raspberry breakdown. Red raspberry is a womb regenerator, womb healing, and there's a lot of stories on womb health. and red raspberry. Yarrow is a digestive herb. It relieves stress and strain of the matrix. It's for the wounded warrior that gets up and keeps trying. And it's mostly focused on the solar plexus. Yarrow is more effective for, and red raspberry is for the sacral chakra area, the root chakra, very grounding for that. And motherwort is an invasive plant, much like yarrow, and it's also effective on the sacral chakra as well. So if you have any experience with these herbs, we'd love to hear from you. Now, I want to talk a bit about the economy. Let me talk about economics. What I know for, that's evident. And I know I'm not the only one that sees, a lot of people are waking up to this as well. Many won't make it out of this game, whether it's a 9-to-5 or you're getting that fast money on the streets. How many people do you rob? You scammed. However, you're making that money. You think you won, or that you made it, but you're, or that you're free, but you're still a slave. Just because you went, that doesn't mean you're free. Things might be a little bit easier for you, but if we're not all, if one is free, we're not all free. If we're not all free, how could you be? That's not how it is. When you look at the system and what's evident in front of us, a lot of people will make it out of this game. Many people won't make it past a certain point, no matter what you do, no matter how rich you're trying to get, you will not make it past a certain point. And I'm not here to tell you what you can and cannot do, because I'm a dreamer myself, but that's just the way the system has been from the time of birth. Don't shoot the messenger. You can call it the glass ceiling, if you will. But most won't make it past that poverty line, because it's the system of the conditioning you're born into. You're born into a poor state of thinking. Like on a treadmill or something. You will never get it, but it'll be dangling in front of your face for as long as you want to see it. Until you say F it and you just get off of the treadmill, because it's wasting your time and your energy. No matter what, you can't complete yourself from the outside in. If you disagree, you're free to call in and state your opinion, but the evidence is on the wall. The truth is front of our face. And a lot of people are starting to wake up and see what's really going on. So I'm going to say this again. Self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency. So to close off this segment, I'm going to say have a wonderful self-sufficient Monday. Do something that your higher self is going to thank you for. Do something that your future self will thank you for. Do something that has never been done before. Do something that can't be done except by you. We're all here for a reason. We all have a destiny, a reason to be here. Something that no one else can do. That only we can do. Do it to the best. Be the savior in someone's life today. You never know. Your smile might have saved someone's life. Know your worth. And don't let anyone tell you who you are. You're amazing. You're beautiful. You're a diamond. And it's up to you to bring it out. Not even a scientist can tell you your greatest potential. You could be anything you want to be. But we have to let go of everything outside here that's trying to control us. And emerging with us, we are a part of a new world. That we want everyone to experience and to engage in. But we can only show you the door. So many of us out here that know bliss, we can only show you the door. And there's going to be a time where people are going to thirst for this information and hunger for someone to resonate with, and they won't find it. Instagram, you can help me holistic retreat starting time. 2020 is around the corner. You'll be in color. 2020 is around the corner. An elaboration. Pieces here and there on the horizon. Diamond Dreams 13. Vibrational. If you are interested in retreating and becoming whole and just getting back to nature and getting back to yourself, we're opening the retreat at a private location at the September. It's a 2-month retreat for those who need in healing and for those that just want to maintain their vibration. High vibrational transition, life beyond the stars, retreat. If you want to become a private association. For those who are aware of the information, that I speak about and resonate with nature and support this positive action. You can always make donations from diamondsareforever.ca. There's also a GoFundMe for Diamonds Are Forever, Diamond Dreams 13, Crap Beyond the Stars Retreat, two new locations for Black Beyond the Stars to open up at. These locations are scattered, but not in one country or state. But if you want to know the locations that we're looking up to open and the one that we currently have going right now, that's available for diamond beings to emerge with. On the website, diamondsareforever.ca. So, again, it's your host, and we're back like a thief in the night here for the diamond beings and those hungry. Food and crave for vibration and people who speak that language. We have our next episode next week. So you can go to the website for donations, check out the GoFundMe for a little bit more information on the retreat and to make a donation or a fund. And I'm so glad and happy to have you guys tune in with me today. No music today, but you guys can check out the previous episodes that we've had. It's your girl again, Chanel Alberta L, your host of Diamond Talk. Canada is on the map, Toronto. And keep it locked. Stay tuned with Left Beyond the Stars because we have a lot of good news and great information, and the vibe just gets higher and higher. Peace. 13 love.